From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. International aid is being distributed to more earthquake survivors in Haiti, but getting to the masses with food, aid, and medical services is still difficult. An estimated 3 million people, one-third of Haiti's population, lost their homes in Tuesday's 7.0 quake. Reaching all of them is a logistical nightmare. The one airport that's operational is clogged with dozens of planes carrying aid. The situation in the capital, Port-au-Prince, is turning ugly. Reuters News Service, citing a Time magazine photographer, reports angry survivors have set up roadblocks out of corpses and rocks. There are also accounts of looting. President Obama spoke to Haitian President René Préval by phone earlier today. He pledged to help Haiti rebuild. The president also thanked military and civilian teams who've joined search and rescue operations.
I want to thank our people on the ground, our men and women in uniform who have moved so swiftly, our civilians and embassy staff, many of whom suffered their own losses in this tragedy.
The International Committee of the Red Cross reports it has set up a new website to help connect families with loved ones missing since the earthquake last Tuesday. As Lisa Schlein reports, thousands have already registered.
Red Cross spokesman Marcel Izard says the family website, which was set up just 2 days ago, already has registered 13,000 names.
It's really growing. Lots of people are putting their names on it to look for loved ones in Haiti. Among these 13,000, there are several hundred Haitians in Haiti who are also there, who are telling the world or the people, yeah, I'm still around, I'm alive.
Izard says many visitors to the site are from the United States and Canada, which have large Haitian communities. He attributes the quick response to the spread of information on internet social networks such as Facebook and Twitter. He says the Haitian website is growing even faster than the one set up for the 2004 tsunami. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Exiled former Haitian President Jean-Bertrand Aristide says he's ready to return home. Here's NPR's Gwen Tompkins.
Former Haitian President Jean-Bertrand Aristide now lives in Pretoria with his wife and children and has reportedly embraced a writer's life. A rebellion ousted him from office in Haiti in 2004. But on Friday, Aristide told reporters that he may return to his homeland and be of service at this time of great national emergency. Tuesday's earthquake has leveled much of that island nation. And Aristide, who was formerly a street preacher in Haiti, says he has friends who can charter a flight for him to return home. Aristide remains enormously popular in Haiti despite accusations of corruption and the targeted assassinations of his political enemies. But his return could destabilize national politics at this time, making an already catastrophic situation even worse. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
This is NPR. Eastern Venezuela was hit by an earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 5.6. There have been no immediate reports of injuries or damage. President Obama's plan for preventing foreclosures has now reached close to a million homeowners. But critics say the program is running into trouble. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
902,000 homeowners who are at risk of foreclosure have now had their mortgage payments reduced, at least temporarily, through the president's plan. But only 7% have qualified for permanent help. It's unclear to what degree that's because those people can't document their income, or whether the bigger problem is just getting the banks to deal with all the paperwork. Assistant Treasury Secretary Michael Barr.
We believe there is much, much more work to be done to make sure the program is running right, to stabilize our housing markets and the broader economy, but we're encouraged very much by the efforts we've seen to date.
Bank of America has started 19% of its delinquent loans in the program. Wells Fargo and J.P. Morgan Chase are at 35%, and City Mortgage has reached 47%. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
J.P. Morgan Chase posted a more than $3 billion profit in the final months of 2009, more than four times its earnings a year earlier, but sales were not as high as investors had hoped, and shortly after the open on Wall Street, J.P. Morgan shares were down 2%. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down nearly 120 points at 10,594, NASDAQ down nearly 30 at 2287, S&P 500 down 14 at 1135. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.